Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Oh, hey, everybody. This is Jaesu coming to you from the Canadian Toy Con. And joining me for the interview today is my great friend, the Wonder Librarian herself, Danielle.
Wonder Librarian what? Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Excited for co-interviewing today.
Me too. And I'm also excited for another reason. First of all, let's introduce who's with us today. We have Candy, Alex, and Jody. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
And we're here to announce something pretty big, I think.
Yay!
Yeah.
So April 16th, let's get the date right. Let me say it again for the editing purposes. April 16th, we're throwing another Geek Recon together.
Yeah,
Civil War Geek Recon.
Yeah.
So sort of Marvel related. And you guys are three of the featured cosplayers that'll be there.
Yes.
Yes.
So I'm very excited. I didn't realize all three of you were going to be here today.
I don't think we all realized that all.
No, I knew
you were amazing.
I wasn't really supposed to be here, but last minute changes, and I was able to join us. It's Jody. Hi. But yeah, I'm happy to be here to be a part of this and this huge announcement. I'm so excited to be a part of.
Thank you. And you guys were great at the first one.
Yes, it was a lot of fun.
So I'm glad you guys could come back for the second.
So am I.
Nice. What was your experience like here at the toy show today?
So far, it's been awesome. I mean, got here a little late and kind of was a last-minute addition to the cosplay contest, which was a lot of fun.
I thought you did great. I just want to say that. Sorry.
Oh, thank you.
Not to interject.
And wow, and I didn't know you had a Harley voice, too.
That was my favorite part.
Yeah,
I try and get as much into the characters as possible when I'm playing somebody. So, I mean, Harley is one of my favorites, has always been. So I was going through my closet trying to decide, okay, what am I going to wear? Because it was a last-minute decision to come today. I have my Harley stuff. I haven't worn Harley in a long time, but I don't want to wear the same one that I wore before. And then I went into my closet and found the dress I'm wearing, and it's like, yay, something new.
Well, your Harley's my favorite.
Thank you.
It was, of course, let's bring it up again, the costume I didn't realize it was you in.
Exactly,
your secret identity that day. So that's cool.
I've had a few people not recognize me today again, so yeah.
Yeah, you lectured me, though, which was great.
So.
And you guys were all in the contest, too, that was here?
Yes.
What was that experience like?
Awesome. Because I've never really, like, I've taken part in a couple, but not a lot. I've been more asked to judge, and this time I looked and I was like, I'm entering. I am entering this.
And you won!
Yeah. Yay! Me and my Kylo substitute.
Well, let's give a shout out to the Geekery one, too, that you were in recently as Mara Jade, right? There you go.
Yes.
Okay. And you did well there.
Yes.
I think you won, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you won.
And my husband won for best male in the Kylo.
Both deservedly so, too.
Yes.
I was going to say, like, a few months ago, you were telling me you had no Star Wars costume.
No, I had no Star Wars costume.
Fantastic.
I have Endor Leia.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, the one from New Year's.
Yep.
Cool. That's cool. And the Rey costume looks great as well.
Oh, thank you. It needs a few tweaking still by Anime Norm.
Sorry. Where's BB-8? I was wondering.
We're going to make a BB-8.
Okay,
we're going to attempt to make one, and my dad wants to put him on top of a remote control car.
Okay.
He's not going to roll, but he'll move.
Cool.
Yeah, I just had to ask about my favorite little guy, BB-8. So.
My phone chimes like BB-8.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Cool.
There you go.
Oh,
that's cool.
It's here in spirit, I guess.
Yeah.
I want to cosplay as BB-8.
You can do anything you want to do.
You can go get, actually, Walmart has a bicycle helmet that's BB-8's head, and you put that on your head and then make the ball.
Yeah.
BB-8. Go for it.
You get so many picture requests.
You bend down on your knees and then fit yourself into the ball.
Oh, geez, like a big hamster ball?
Yeah, it's gonna chase you.
Yeah.
Now it's got to happen.
Qui-Gon.
I would
Qui-Gon, definitely.
Yeah, Qui-Gon. Yes.
Well, I had the beard growing out for a bit, but...
You need to get yourself Jedi robes and a green lightsaber.
Or spoiler alert, I could be Luke from the very last scene if I grow it out.
Yes,
very lonely.
And I can just stand there and be like...
I'm watching.
Did you bring the hand?
Yeah.
Oh.
That wasn't in the box.
It's true.
Nice. Did you have some questions about their costumes?
Yeah, I was just going to ask to Candy. I was just curious about how you went about doing your costume up.
Well, the pants and the shirt I owned already, but I altered to hell. because this had sleeves on it, and then I actually, it was really too big on me, so I had to take it in about 9 times before I finally got the right fit for myself. The sleeves were old t-shirts that we had, and I cut all the back off of them, then cut separate strands and sewed it all on, layered it on top of the plain t-shirt. The fabric is a muslin, and it wasn't this color. I had to dye it, which it wasn't fun at first because I lost half my water, and I had to redo half of it, and I also had to, I ran out of dye, so I tea-stained the shirt.
That's cool.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
Tea bags, and then if you want to, if it's white and you want it like that sandy color, just use tea bags and hot water. Yeah,
I do that.
And then the boots, I already own the boots. I love that she had Uggs on.
Oh, yeah.
So it made everything life easier. I'm going to trip and kill myself in the one piece, because by the time I seen the movie the fourth time, I was studying her outfit. And then I realized, because when I first made this, I crisscrossed the back. Well, when I'm watching the movie, I'm like, it's not crisscrossed at the back. I'm like, no. So I had to undo the stitch and restitch it all. And
the fun of cosplay, ladies and gentlemen, we start things and have to redo them and then redo them again.
Or then you want to tweak it and just make
exactly.
it better. So then you just kind of add on to it. It's like Loki. Yep. Loki would just, like, start it off as just a corset
it's
bra.
Like, oh, I really like this, but...
And I'm like, well, now I need to make this dragon scale breastplate. Okay. And then I redo the helmet.
Rolls me into another thing. Just a general suggestion. I think it'd be great if you guys ever, like, posted any, like, cosplay secrets on your pages or something. Or, like, how-to videos, because I bet a lot of people would really like to watch
I'm
it.
I'm getting to the point where I want to do a how-to video. I think I'm going to do it on my next installment of working with the EVA foam, because I've just started learning to work with it myself. So I think I'm going to. Someone already told me, you should be using X-Acto knife. I couldn't get it through the foam.
Yeah.
So I was like, nope, the scissors.
Exactly. I could just see a market for that, like, with more and more people doing cosplay, and it's sort of like, I don't know, reinventing the wheel, I guess, so if you know something that works well, why not?
You should teach a workshop.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because you guys all have great ideas.
I have to do a panel at YetiCon. I don't know what I'm doing it on yet. It's my first actual, like, big panel. I did one at...
How to make a good Star Wars costume?
I think I might do it, like, getting into cosplay.
Okay.
That's what I think I might do, like, how I got into it, and my journey, and if people want to share their journey with me, I'm going to be open to that. But I'm bringing my husband because I'm nervous when I'm in front of huge crowds of people. I get nervous and then I tend to mess up my words. So if he's there, he's my buddy, he's just going to kind of play off me and then know if I'm stumbling on a word, he's going to go right in and fix it.
That's cool because he's a great cosplayer too, actually.
Yes, he's working on a full armor suit, which I think he wants me to make it for him, but I refuse to. I'll paint it because he's not too good with that, but I'll paint it. But that's all I'm doing to
it. She brought the rest of Kylo back.
Oh, there you go.
I just want to throw out another question just to everyone. Did you guys, well, because Star Wars, like, we're all, like, in that mode. Well, at least I am. What did everyone think of the movie?
It was awesome.
Yeah,
I liked it a lot.
Good. It was beautiful. So much. I've seen
all
it four times.
Yeah, four times.
No spoilers. All the feels.
Oh, yeah.
No spoilers.
Hopefully everyone's seen it by now.
Yeah, I know. Really, but
the real fans?
Well, I kind of ruined it with my photos.
This was Candy with four.
Mm-hmm. I already said that. People hadn't seen it. Me coming dressed as Rey with what I'm holding is going to ruin part of it. Mm-hmm. So, I do want to make her staff, though.
Oh, that's cool.
That would be cool. But my husband...
Buy it online.
I can make it, too.
I know, but I've seen one.
PVC pipe! That works, too. That's what I'm making my Misfortune guns out of.
That's what I'm making my Black Canary staff out of.
I was going to ask you, can we talk about Black Canary? Because, obviously, I'm a gigantic fan of that character. And you've been talking about that one for a while.
Yes, I have two canaries in the works. I've started Classic Canary. Just have to pick up a couple more things, and I will have her ready for March.
Nice.
The Arrow TV show Black Canary, the Sarah Canary, as I call her, I'm going to be working on as well, but there's a lot of work that goes into, like, the leather work and stuff like that for the jacket and the corset. And so she's going to take a little longer. I'll probably have her closer to, hopefully, an FCC, but if not, Fan Expo.
Nice.
But I've also got Sif in the works, as well as Padme because of Candy talking me into doing my Star Wars. So Padme is in the works.
Oh yeah, she posted it, and I was like, because she got it on one of those Facebook little things. Who is your Star Wars character? She got Padme.
I got Padme, so it's just like,
so I was like, yes, do it.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I've got like. I'm like that. I'll start on one, and then I've got like four going at once. Mm-hmm. And I'm also painting and doing all that kind of stuff now. And I've got a show that I'm going to be in February, Beauty and the Beast in Brantford, which is actually posted on my cosplay page.
Who are you playing?
I'm playing Beauty's sister, Marguerite.
Okay.
It's kind of a she's an annoying character, which I actually kind of adore. I'm very much a character. Director. I mean, everyone like notices that when I do the cosplay, I get into character.
You do. That's good.
When it comes to my acting, I'm the same way. So Marguerite's very annoying, and I change my voice, and it's not really going to look like me, but I'm excited about it.
Cool. Well, at the Christmas party, we were trying to get you out of character,
and it wasn't working.
It wasn't working. We were sitting there going, "No, you stay."
Yes, once I'm an Enchantress, I am an Enchantress.
You were fantastic.
Alex sat here going, "Okay, is she coming out of it?" No, we kept watching.
Thank you.
You didn't know.
How about you, Alex? What costumes are you working on these days?
I keep changing, but I've decided to do DJ Sona, the purple one. For AN and for YetiCon. And my other one's a secret.
Oh, okay.
It's just because I don't want my fiance to know yet.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, yeah, I know it. Making sure it's the same one I know of.
Yeah, I just don't want him finding out what it is. So it's a secret.
Hey, well, we look forward to hearing about that then in the future.
Yes, we'll see you guys at Anime North, too.
Yeah, I'll be working.
We're going to try to go for the first time this year,
I
think.
Oh, my God, go. Do it.
It's so much fun, yeah.
I'm entering with a group of Evolutions.
Oh.
We're having the entire...
Are you joining the masquerade?
I'm joining the masquerade.
Yes. I'm debating.
You gotta go.
I know. She's like, gotta go. I'm debating.
Everyone's told me it's a lot of fun. So. Yeah.
I've done it before.
I might have to bring out my Attack on Titan cosplay.
Yay!
Do it.
Yes.
Sweet.
Yes, Sarah, you must.
Borrow my daughter's harness.
I have, like... The one for Anime North on the go. Same with another
same here.
Four.
My Sylveon.
Oh man. That one's a lot of work.
It never stops.
A lot of cosplayer doesn't stop. Because that's what someone said to me. They're like, "Oh, well, I forgot what I mentioned I was gonna be." And he's like, "Oh, are you gonna start working out soon?" I'm like, near future maybe. I said, "I have four on the go right now," and he's like, "The life of a cosplayer." I was like,
yep, it never ends.
Never
you wake
ends.
Up in the middle of the night going, "Oh, wait, that's a good idea. Maybe I should go write that down. Or maybe I should just start on it
or
right now."
Or you can post it on Facebook. Remind myself.
Yeah.
I Facebook. I want to work on a Medusa cosplay for Soul Eater.
Ooh. That's cool.
I love her.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I've never seen Soul Eater, but I know who you're talking about. I know my husband keeps trying to get me.
I gotta get the wig. And twist it and do the okay. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm going to throw this out to you guys. We're actually sadly recording this about a week after we lost David Bowie and Alan Rickman.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
So I'm going to ask... I'm not going to try and make you cry, but does everyone here have a favorite Bowie song?
I do.
What's that?
You remind me of a babe with the power. Power of voodoo, voodoo, you do.
Remind me of the day.
Yes. My baby.
Is that the Labyrinth song?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're all like,
what could I do?
That's so good.
Yes. Any of the movies from the songs from the movie Labyrinth are awesome.
Yeah.
But I mean, China Girl.
Yeah.
China Girl, yeah.
It's awesome. I mean, just even the video was just incredible.
Well, see, I'm an older fella.
Back in the time when they did videos.
I'm an older fella, so 80s Bowie for me.
Yeah.
And how about Alan Rickman? Favorite Alan Rickman movie?
Oh, God. Sense of Sensibility. Thank you.
Hi.
From the audience.
Sorry. Yeah.
Steals it.
Hans Gruber. My favorite Christmas movie.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, there, yeah.
I'm you like Harry that. Potter.
Yes. Yeah.
Same.
I love him as Snape.
Yeah. Snape.
He doesn't do anything as Snape. He just stares and looks at
people. I know, but that's what it is. I love it when he grabs Harry and he's like, slams him down the table.
Okay.
But don't forget, Snape is good in the end. Yeah. We like Snape.
Really?
He's the real hero of Harry
Just
Potter.
Stares at people like a creep.
He will always be Colonel Brandon to me.
Colonel Brandon.
Sense and Sensibility. He was awesome in that.
Von Scrooper.
I'm going to throw Quigley Down Under out there.
That too, yes.
Oh, wow, yeah.
He was a great villain in that
and
one,
And the
too.
Sheriff of Nottingham.
Yeah.
He's also good in Dogma.
Dogma, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, anything else?
Anyone have any appearances to plug?
Aside from the play,
Anime North.
Well, I'm going to be at Anime North in a contest. Mm-hmm. Any other cons that come up, I'll be there.
Cool.
But as for like appearances, just at your con when it comes up in April.
And go see her in her play as well.
Yes. Yes. The dates and times are on my cosplay page, Miss Hyde Cosplay. I'm going to be sending out another poster probably within the next few hours because we have rehearsal tonight.
So. And you know what? I'll post them on our page as well.
Yay!
And Alex.
So far. Just yours. There's another one, but I haven't been announced yet, so I can't say.
Okay. Will there be another picnic this year?
Oh, always.
Because we really want to come.
Yes, yeah.
Yes. My first time finally was last year.
Now, so
yeah. And now I know her, so now if no one else can go with me, I know people.
Yay!
Picnic buddies.
I didn't go the year before because all my friends are busy, and I was like, I don't know anybody.
I'll be there, I promise.
Yay!
Yeah, usually announce after Anime North, that's when I start planning on what day.
Okay. It's an evil picnic.
Mm-hmm. You can come too, yes.
It could be if you're there. Can make it one.
Evil teddy bear picnic.
Yeah.
Cool. And
bears.
And candy?
Yeah. I have coming up in April, the Your Guys Con, the Geekery Con. Then after that, in May, the beginning of May, I have the Northern Ontario Expo in Timmins. I'm not sure exactly. I know Maleficent's coming. I don't know, but she's getting new wings.
Oh,
wings
cool.
That we pull and they extend.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Me and my dad are kind of collaborating on those because when it comes to like screwdrivers and stuff, I'm just like, yeah, okay. Yeah, engineering, yeah. My dad's better at that than I am. But then there's YetiCon as well. That's in June, which I'm really excited about because
cool.
It's at Blue Mountain.
Well, I am extremely excited that you guys are coming back to GeekerCon and honored that you would want to come back.
I'm actually honored you would ask. Us back.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Of course.
We're honored.
You guys are like my geek family, so of course. And let's give a shout out to the other two featured cosplayers, Kryptonian Cosplay and My Sherry Cosplay, who are both coming as well.
Yay!
So
yes, April M. Come to Geek Recon too. It'll be epic.
Yes, yes. So see Danielle, be media for me.
Yeah, I'm gonna be Captain America too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm being Scarlet Witch.
I'm working on classic Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
I'm Black Widow. Enchantress is going to be there.
Nice.
So the gang will all be there.
I'll be wearing a T-shirt and jeans.
I've already worn Loki for you guys. I was like, what else can I do? And Loki's the only Marvel costume I own.
Oh.
So, and I love Marvel. I do own a Black Widow, but my zipper broke on the bodysuit, so I can't really wear that.
I was going to make something else, but I love Enchantress so much, and I'm waiting, and hoping she's going to be the villain in Ragnarok, because they're not announcing anything yet. But I'm holding out to hope that she will be in that.
Loki
and Enchantress, that would be an awesome mix.
Yay!
It would.
We need to do photos of that.
That's why you should bring Loki.
Yeah, Loki come. Your husband does Loki, right?
we need a Loki.
Yeah.
Because there probably will be a Loki.
If I can get the hubby to get the day off, I can probably talk him into being Loki, although he melts in Loki. But
yay!
Worth it.
Well, yes, we need him, so it's cooler.
Yeah, yeah, he won't melt too bad.
Plus, he'll be inside.
Yeah.
I'll try to talk him into it because he does make a really, really good Loki.
Cool.
It's scary how he looks like a young Tom Hiddleston when he gets old.
That would be so much fun.
And now I have a contouring set. I can contour his cheekbones a bit more.
Yay!
Cool.
That would be awesome.
All right, ladies. Well, again, I'm very honored that you guys are going to be there. April 16th for all you listening out there. And come on down. See these awesome cosplayers as well as our other guests. And we look forward to seeing you guys all there.
Yay!
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.